you start giving me from Lamed Aleph from the base, the bottom Gemara, the Mishnah. The end of the month, this is if you sell a house in the Orei Chaimah, has a city, has a wall around it, so luckily you could buy it back throughout the first year. If you don't buy it back within the first 12 months, that's it, you lose it. So on the last day of the month, like the end of the year, the one that bought it used to hide. Kidei shihei cholot loy, that it should stay by him. Because he knew, like the Moicha, the one that sold it to him, would want to come and redeem it back. Today is the last day he could do it. So it used to be, they used to hide, the people that bought the field would hide on the last day, so that if he doesn't buy it back today, it's theirs, so they would hide. So his can hill hill men at a corner, she a chelish moisa the lishra, that the Moicha has a right, the chelish means to put his money in the lishra, that's a special room in the base of Migdosh and the Bezdin, and we have shevres at Elis v'nichnas, that the Moicher has the right, like Bar Korcha, go back and take back his field. Even though the Lakeach, his skip town, is not around, the Meir Takana, you put the money down in the Lishcha, in the room, and then you have right to go take the Karka back. And Amos says, Yitzha Halad, anytime the Lakeach wants to, Yobavitlas Moicher will come and take back his money. That this was Hillel Takana. Zumor says, Omar Ravon, from Hillel's Takana, we see that what's going to be the locham, that if somebody says a raise gitcha, somebody gives his wife a get, that she should have to give me $200. So the husband gives his wife the get on a condition that she gives him $200. So v'nos noloi midaitoi, if she gives it to him and he accepts it midaitoi, then the gereshit is good. But let's say the husband like changes his mind and does not want to receive the money, see, even though she gives him the money, that's not called a kima tanai, the get is not chal. What's the raya? Why? The raya from over here is that mi di itzrich leil hilal lit tikune nisin the bar korcha heaven yisina. Since hilal had to make a new takana over here, that bar korcha blakech, even though blakech is not around, even without his das, still we say if somebody puts the money down, it's called a nisina. So ha'alma mashmu all over other places though, that nesina bar korcha lo have a nesina. If somebody pays you up by force, that's not called a nesina. Because if it would be considered a nesina all over, so why did Hillel have to make a new takana here? Pshita. And then since Hillel made a new takana now, Mishnah, master only over here, do we say bar korcha is called a nesina. But other places, if you give it by force, it's not called a nesina. Smor says, no, maskal over papa. Vitame some say Ravashi. Viduma, maybe it's different. Maybe the Mishnah Hillel had to make a takana because it was shleib b'fonav. It wasn't done in front of him. The person wasn't there. Abu b'fonav. But once you give the money back to the person himself, maybe ben midait the ben b'akor heaven matana. Whether you give it to him or heaven nesina, even though it's given to him by force, but as long as the money got back to him, maybe that would be called a nesina. For now, so from now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Maybe by the get, as long as the wife gives the money to the husband, even though by force, it's called she gave the money, and the get would be chal. Because now Mishnah, the pshat is that Lakeach used to hide, he wasn't around. So the Moicha can't even give a payment by force. That's why he had to make a takana. So you have no proof what would be. The most eka the army is something like this. The Rama Rabba says, Mitaknos Shalhilum, from Hillel's takana, the Mishnah, is Harezeh Gitchum. If somebody gives a wife to his get and says, Amnash Atitli Masayim Zuz, I'll give it to you on a condition that you give me back $200, Vinos Naloy, and she gives him the money, Bein Midaita, whether he takes it Midaf, he accepts it willingly, Bein Bakroch, whether by force, his heaviness seen is called a good Nesina. It would be called a good Nesina. If so, how come Hillel had to make a special Takana then? It should be good without his Takana. The answer is, V'chiyitzvach Leli Hillel, it's Kunei. When does Hillel have to make this takana? Hatei shalei b'fonav. Only because now Mishnah, the person was not there to receive the money. Lakeach hid. Aval b'fonav, but any time the person is there, like if the wife wants to give the money to a husband, it could be, bein midaita, bein bakorcha, heaven yisina. Even though it's given by force, even though he doesn't want to accept it, but as long as it's given, maybe it's called a nisina. Sada Rabba, from now Mishnah, like it could be that all over is called a good nesina, but the chiddush here is even though it's shleib b'fonav if he's not around. So this Gemara says no, but again you have no proof though. Maskev la rapapa vitaimet samsei ravsina barashi. But Dilma, maybe no, maybe the loch all over is bein mefon of bein shle mefon of midaiti and bakorchaloi. Maybe all over that's the loch if it's done shaloi midaitoi, atay it's not called a mesina. The Hillel made the Yitzrach lay ticken, and Hillel was mesakin what he had to. Meaning to say, Reg Rashi says, for you have a name lekech chosm, even if lekech would have been there, v'lehevi b'alik v'linu, even if, and he wouldn't have won accepted, still Hillel would have had to make up the kodam. Ba'akorch, that's called the Nesina. Ein chanami. So, lemaisa, just Hillel made up the kodam in this case because it was shkiach that they used to skip town the last day. But really, who I didn't, even if the person would be in town, there would also have to be a special takana. Then the tzaddis say he would not want to accept it. The matonam, the money, that it would have been a special takana, the here is called the good nesina. But enechnami, all other places, a nesina bar kocha, by force, is not called a nesina. Nesina means you have to give it to him willingly, not by force. And now, mister, it's a special takana that has been made, that Hillel made, in order that people should not lose out the karka. Now the Mishnah says, Kol shu lefnim min achayim. So that's the special halacha. That if you sell a house to somebody else in a city that has a wall around it, so you have a right to buy it back that first year, and if you don't buy it back during the first year, then you lose out, that's it. So what's called the ear that has a city around it? So it says, Kol shu lefnim min achayim, any house that's inside the chayimah. Harehu kibot yerechayma. That has a loch like bot yerechayma. Chutz min asadis, excluding fields. If you sell a field in that city, it doesn't have the special aloha of bot yerechayma that you can buy it back the first year and then that's it. It's only aloha in a bias, in a house, not in the, because the Pasuk says, the Rashi says, v'kom ha-bayis ha-shabir, not the fields. Rabbi Meir says, yes, af asadis. Even the sodas are also included. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlekes is. Now, bayis habonoi b'chayma. What's going to be a house that's built in the wall itself? So, Rabbi Yehuda Raima, ain't a kabot yerechayma. It's not called like inside the wall. It's the house is in the wall itself. So that's not called an ear. That's not called part of the city, because the city means what's inside the wall, not the wall itself. So therefore, if you have a house inside the wall of the city, you will not have the loch of Bati Erechayma. That will not have these kulis of Bati Erechayma. But the Shimon Emanar, Shimon says, yes, that I'll tell you, it's considered like this, that Kaisal HaChitzen Atalya, the outside wall of the house, that's considered like the Chayma. And Huchamosloy, and therefore the house is called like inside the city. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, even this house in the wall would also have a loch like a bati or rechayma, that you can redeem it only back the first year, and after it you lose it. How does Moshe talk about it? Like this, Bosik says bayis, a house. Says so, ain't liyala bayis, only if you sell a house. Minan, how do we know to include the rabbis bote badim? That means olive presses, or else or bote machzoyes, bath houses. Rosh Medolah is towers. Rosh V'Shoichim, that's the bird houses. Or else, Yoboris V'Sichim, Omaris, or else pits and trenches and caves. How do you know to include all these things? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Asher B'ir, Mashm, anything that's inside the city, as long as it's inside the city. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shenimah, Bracha, saw this. Maybe fields are also included. Talmudim, no, the Pasuk says, Bayis, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. So all these other things are not just on an open field. There's something to do with buildings. It's a press, it's a bathhouse, it's a tower, it's a birdhouse, it's something. That's the chlal abayis. But a plain open field, that does not have these special lochas of Bati Erechayma. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says this, Rabbi Meir Oimer, bayis. The Pasuk says bayis. Is only yellow bayis, only a house. Minayin, how do we know to say the rabbis include bote badim, that an olive press, or bote machzoyes, or the bathhouse, again the McDonald's, the towers, the shochan, the birdhouses, or boiris, sich, the morris? How do we know these? The afilu sardis, he even includes a field also. We'll soon see what he means. But even a field, if you sell just a field in this ear that has a chayim around it, has the same alacham. You can only redeem it back the first year, and after it you lose it. How does he know it? Tam lev, the Pasuk says, Asher b'ir. Pasuk says, "Asher b'mashma anything in the city." For the Gemara, I v'oksiv bayis, but the pasuk still says bayis, the house. Mashma, that's come an open city. So where it says, "Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Ketina, chusis u'metzula ikibenayu." The machlekes here would be chus. Rashi says that means like a hard ground that has stones on it, that you chop out the stones from this to be used to build houses. That's what it would be. Or else, the Metzula Rashi says it has a lot of sand there, that you use this sand also to make cement with it. That's the Nafkamina. Then there is a Tanakama holds that this is still called the field, and therefore you can't. It does not look about the Rechayma. And if you don't know this type of a field, since it's not something you plant on, but Adrab, you take out cement or you take out stones from it, that's Bechlal Abayis. And Rav Matanya, we love the proof for this. Chusis or Metzula, a rocky, stony field. Rav Matanya has a lot of sand. Rav Meir Lema Kabatim, yes, since it's not something you plow on, it's something you use to make things to build with, it's called like a bias. It has lacha boti erechaimo. Rav Yudu Aymanok, it has lacha like a regular sada. Since the mice, there's no building on, it's just an open field, it's called kisada, it does not have lacha boti erechaimo. Then the Mishnah says, bias habonu b'chaimo, a house that was built in the wall itself. Bayis habonu b'chaimo. So Rav Yudu says, eina kaboti erechaimo. Satsa machlekes, a house in the wall, it's not considered like inside the city, so it doesn't have the lochus. Omer Rav Yochanan, Ushnei Mikrechad Dorshu. Both Rav Yudin and Mishim Dash in the same Pasik. It says in Yeshua, for Taridim Bechevo Biada Chaloyim, she took them down, she let them down with a string from the window. Ki Beisa Bekir Achoyim, because the house was in the wall of the city. Uvachoyim Yeshev, it's an extra Pasik. It says a double Lashon, it says here, Bekir Achoyim, like the house. It says clearly that the house was on the side of the wall. It says she lived in the wall like a double lashon. So Rabbi Shimon Savar Kepashta the Kro. Shimon was Kepashta the Kro. The mashma that she lived mamish sitted inside the city. The outside wall was called the wall, and where she lived is called inside the city. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. No, the pasuk even says it twice, but it means she was only living in the wall. But it's not called in the city of the chayma. The city of the chayma means inside the wall. I mean, from the wall inwards. But in the wall itself, it's not called inside the city. Now the Mishnah says, let's say the city does not have a wall around it, but just the houses are like in a round circle. And the houses, the walls of the house itself is like the wall. Or else, let's say, let's say even though you have a city that has a wall around it now, but this wall was not here at the time of Yeshua Benun, that's no good. It's not enough just to have houses around the city. It has to be that there's a wall around the city, and the wall has to be there from the time of Yeshua Benun. These are some of the cities that have a lach of boti erechaima, sholosh chad. No, the Elohein, how many people have to be living? Well, what makes up a city? Elohein boti erechaima, sholosh chatzeris. If there are at least three courtyards there, shoshnei batim, each courtyard, each chatzer has two houses there. So kids, you have to have at least six houses, and then mukaf aschemim, we must Yeshua binun. And you have a city, a wall going around the city that was there from Yeshua binun, that's called the boti erechaima. So you have to have at least six houses there. Kagoin, what are some cases? Kitzara Hayeshona Shel Tzipora. This city, Kitzara, the old one, like, that's also considered one of them. It's the old castle of Tzipora. And then another one is Vechakra Shel Gush. It's another one, Chakra Gush, that city. And Cholov, this city, Vyoitfet Hayeshona. And the old Yoitfis, another city, the Gamlo, the Godur, the Chadid, the Oino, another city, the Yishlayim, and Yishlayim, the Chenkok Yoitzavim. These are some of the names of the cities, and any other city like this that has this a thing, that there's a wall around it from the times of Yeshua Benun. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban learned like this. Chayma, the pasuk says, they have to have a wall for loy sho'iger, and not just to have houses around it. It's not enough just to have houses. It has to be a wall. It's not enough just to have by a form by the adjoining roofs going around. So the pasuk's mashman has to go around a wall that goes around it. Prat litferia, not like tferia sheyama chameser. On tferia, on one side, the wall of it is the lake, not the wall. So tferia is not called ear. She has a chayim around it, because on one side it's the yam, it's the lake that its boundary. We have lezer b'Reb Yosi Yomer. Pasuk says asher loy chayim. Even though it says in the pasuk on the Lamed Aleph, when we read it, asher loy, we read it like as if there's a vav there. Has a chayim with midashin. Afal pi shein lo yachshav voy lekaidim lechein. Even though it doesn't have the wall right now, but as long as it had the wall, the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that's enough. Rashi says loy chayim means Loik siv, mashma loy, mashma does not have it, or mashma loy, that does have a claim up. Even though it doesn't have it now, but since it once had it, that's also considered a chayir that has a claim up. Then it says, v'yelohain bati achayim, these are the cities. So Mara says, Tony, we learned, Gamla beglil, Gamla is in Galil, that's where this city Gamla is, that's this one that has it around it. Yeah. Ugedud, Bi'evra Yard, and the other side of the Yarden. V'chadid, V'yoin of Yishlayim, V'yuda. These were in Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, my comma. Like, what are you saying? What's the Chiddush over here? My comma. What are you teaching us over here? Rashi says, V'chiein ir mokefas chayma b'Galil, ela gamlo. Was that the only city in Galil that has a city around it? What are you telling me? Had a wall around it, and there were other cities also. So my kum, what do you mean to tell me by these names? So my answer is Amr Abaya. Hochi kama, this is what I mean to say. Hochi kama, that Ad Gamla Beglil means up until Gamla and Galil was had a wall around it. Rashi says it means Kol Ayorisha Beglil Ad Gamla Hayim Mekefes Chaimim Yivais Yeshua. So that's what I mean to say. All the cities in Galil Ad Gamla Beglil and Ad Gedud Vierva Yadin. Up until Gedur Neighbor Yadin. Fechadid Vyona Vyushalayim. Yehuda. These were the cities in Yehuda that had a chayim around it. Rabbi says like this. Gamla Beglil. When it says the Gamla was in Galil, it means to say Lafuki Gamla Besharotzis. Because there's another name, Gamla, doesn't mean that city Gamla. It only meant the city Gamla that was in Galil. That was a city that had a chayim from Moshe Yeshua. And Gedud also, Beva Yadin, Lafuke Gedud, it is Shai Rotzes. We have another city called Gedud someplace else. It's excluding that. It only meant the Gedud in the Yadin. Inuch, Zloiko de Kavasayu, the Yitzchok Lei, but other cities that only has one name, there's no other city like that name, we don't have to say those names. Those names of Pshit, they was known, those cities had a wall around it. Because the Chiddush of these cities are, even though there are other cities with the same name, that those cities do not have a Chayma, so you have to say, this is the Galil, this is the Evra Yardin. For the Mark Hashiv Yishlaim, Mimechlet Bots, Mashmi Yishlaim also, that the city had a Chayma around it, is it true if you sell your house to like it's cold sold, you lose it? I have a tiny learned. Asar Dvorim, Nem of Yishlaim, there are 10 things said about Yishlaim. Ein Habayis Cholet Bo. That if you sell a house in Yishlaim, it's never like lost, you can't sell it completely. Because there's no real bailiff, like Rashi says. Yishlaim was not nechlek kol l'shvotim, wasn't given out. It belongs to the whole Klai Yisrael like. So nobody really has a right to sell it forever. So Yishlaim can't be cholot. Rashi says, Moshun nechsiv, lakoynos lo deroysov. Once you sell it, it stays for you forever. And we hold that Yishlaim was l'nechlek kol l'shvotim. Oman kul can be makna to you. So my answer is Enechanami. What I meant to say was, Amar Rav Yechanan, I mean to say, Ki Yerushalayim to Mekefes Chayma Miyamash Yeshua Benun. Just means to say another city that has a wall around it like Yerushalayim, that had it from Miyamash Yeshua Benun, that's called the Ir Chayma. But the lake Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim itself. The Ilu Yerushalayim itself, and Abayas Cholet Bo. If you sell the house, it does not get lost because you're not a Bailam in Yerushalayim. It doesn't really belong to you. So you can't sell it like forever. V'ilu hocham, Hashem, in other places, outside Yerushalayim, is a bayis cholot behem. If you sell the house, so locher is the first year you have a right to redeem it back. If you do not redeem it back within the first year in the Hanami, then you lose out. You do not get it. Rav Ashi Omar, Lav Omar Rav Yosef, did Rav Yosef say, Trei Kodesh Avi, that there are two cities called Kodesh. There could be two different cities called Yerushalayim. And we're not talking about the famous Yerushalayim here. That tak is not Cholot, but there was another Yerushalayim, and that could be Cholot. Having more says, Tanya Rav Yishmer Rav Yosi, Lom Amorach HaChom Meseilu, how can the Chom encounter these, as says in the Mishnah, these cities are called Boti Yerushalayim? Shekesh'olu B'nei Agola, because by the second bias, when Ezra came up back to Eretz Yisrael, Motzalel, we found these cities, the Kitchum, and he's Mekadosh these cities. That's from the first Masech, the Shuas, how he's the Mekadosh there, B'shtei Toidus, B'shir, B'shtei Dina, Mahalchim, B'shtei Toidus, Achleim. The kids said, this Avul, like Mar says, Avul Rishonis, but the other cities, Botlu, it was Botlu the Kedusha. Misha Botlu Kedusha Saretz. And when Chayasa wanted to go, was left after the Churban, the first base of Migdash, the Kedusha went off Eretz Yisrael. And Kedusha, this town holds, that Kedusha Rishonis, the Kedusha was put into Eretz Yisrael, through Yeshua, and through Dover and Shlema, was Kitcha L'Shaitav, like Kitcha L'Asalavai. It was only Kedusha then, when they were there, but not L'Asalavai. Meaning to say, once Klai Yisrael left, it's the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha went off. So later when Ezra came up, in the time of Bayis HaSheni, when they started to build then, so he was Mekadosh the cities. So kids in the Bayis HaSheni, only these cities have Kedusha Boti Yerachayim. Because the Locha Boti Yerachayim only applies in Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha Saretz. So therefore it says only these cities, because these cities received the Kedusha the second time. So this is Raminu, I have a Stephen now, in Rabbi Shmuel, Raminu. Here we have another verse that says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Here he says, V'chi'elu b'vad hoyu, was it only this city that received Kedusha? For like Kifanem, the Pasuk says, Shishimir, there were 60 cities, Kol Chebel Agav, all the strings to Agav, Kol El Orem Betzurah, fortified cities, like a lot of cities received Kedusha, not only these. If so, he says Rabbi Shmuel, El Olam Marachom, Mr. Lachom Nechom, encountered these cities, because it was like this, Kishon Lebnei Agoyla, when they went up by the second bayis, Motzu Elu V'Kitchum, they found these cities and they Mekadosh these cities. For the Mekadosh Kitchum, what do you mean he's Mekadosh them? For I mean, as you just said before, the Lo Tzurichnu L'Kedushinu, you don't have to be Mekadosh them, because here it's Mashmiel that the Kedusha Rishayna was not Botla. Elu rather Monam, they just counted them, that's all Monam. Elu Motzu was, Imotzu Elu Monam. Not only these, any city that you know for sure you have a Meseris on, you have a Sechah from your father, that any city in Eretz Yisrael that you know for sure had a wall around at the time of Yeshua Benun is called Mitzvah Halal and Hegesbo. All these mitzvahs of Bati Yerachem apply to it. Why was the Mishmah hold like this? Because here he says, Bifnei Shekdusha Rishayna is Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. The first Kedusha was Kaddish then, and Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. So it's a theory of Rabbi Shmuel. Here we have Rabbi Shmuel saying the Kedusha was Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. The Kedusha is still around now also. That's why now, even after the Bayis HaSheni, even cities that they weren't Mekadosh them, they didn't have to be Mekadosh them then. It has the first Kedusha, and it still has Lacha, but the Yerachayimah. And before we said no, only these cities, the ones they were Mekadosh the second time. But all the first Kedusha was Batal. So it's a theory in Rabbi Shmuel. Marin says, the boys and one tales could be, Trey Tanoi, believe with Rabbi Shmuel. In a time, it's a Machlek Tanoim, exactly what did Rabbi Shmuel have to say? The boy is saying, another pshat could be, Chad Menai was Reb Lezab Reb Yosi Yomru. There weren't Reb Yishmael, there was Reb Lezab Reb Yosi. The Tanya learned like this, Reb Lezab Reb Yosi Yomru. The Pesach says, Asher Loi Chayma, the Mashman had a wall. Siddash and Zafopi, Shein Lo Yachshav, even though right now there's no wall, Voyim Lekaydim Lechein, but they had the wall before, it's enough. So, Lechurim was making a tushtel, who had done Kedusha also. That any city, as long as it had once had the Kedusha, even though it's after the Churban Abayis, still the Kedusha is still there. Sabi Rav Lezer Svara. So he's the one to say the first Kedusha is still around. Yeah. The other Gemara says, My time demand Yom Kedusha Rishani Kitcha L'Shaitav Le Kitcha L'Lavay. What Shan, the first Rabbi Shmuel we had, it's Mashma, the first Kedusha is bottle, it's not here anymore. What's he hold like that for? Why do you say it's Le Kitcha L'Lavay? He says, Dechsiv, Dash, and the Pasuk that says, Dechsiv, it says Nechemia, Vayasu Bnei Agoyla. The Bnei Agoyla, now when they came up the second time, Hashovim Min Ashrita came back from the captured ones. Sukkos, they made Sukkos over there. It says, V'yoshu v'sukkos, and they sat inside the Sukkah. Ki lo yosu mimei Yeshua Benun. Kain Bnei Yisrael, that the Bnei Yisrael did not do this when they went up by Yeshua Benun. Yeah. So it's like this. V'tehei, Simcha G'dayla Miyot, and it should be a big Simcha. The question was, Efshe bo David v'lo yosu sukkos, the possible on David, he didn't make sukkos. Ezra was Ezra the first one that made sukkos, so what does it mean to say v'yasa b'negdir l'ashom v'neshri sukkos v'yashma sukkos l'yasa it wasn't made before? What do you mean they didn't make sukkos before? Eller rather means like this, that the makish b'yosim b'mei Ezra l'b'yosim b'mei Yeshua. There's ekashit to say that the same way they came up in, by Yeshua's times, that's the way they came up now b'Ezra. Means to say this, ma b'yosim b'mei Yeshua, just like when they first came up in Yeshua's times. Manu shmitin v'yovlois v'kitshu orichaynom, that they had a what? They started to count then shmita and yovel, and they had to make a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael to give it a din of what the orichaynom is after v'yosim b'mei Ezra. The same thing when it went up the second time, and b'mei Ezra was also the same time. Manu shmitin, they started to count shmita v'yovlois and yovel v'kitshu orichaynom, and they had to be mekadosh the orichaynom. Rashi says, "Elamakish b'yosim v'miyezro toki lo yosu lava sukkos." It's not going back to sukkos itself. I've already had sukkos before. Halachi kamar ki lo yosu ma'ashosu achshu mi'mois Yeshua or ma'niyu kedusha soros. They didn't do yet what was done before. Halachi kamar ki lo yosu ma'ashosu achshu mi'mois Yeshua benun or manu what shmeshis cholim lo shmitin v'schay b'maiser. Means they had to start over again to make a new kedusha right now. For him, the pasuk says, "V'yaviyach Hashem lekechol aretz, Asher Yoshua v'secho v'yirishta." They came into Eretz. This is the first time they came into Eretz, so they made a Yerusha. It means "Makish Yerushoscho v'yirusha savesecho." Rashi says, "V'yaviyach Hashem lekechol, v'shuvim melagolus mishdoi kro d'chsev liyaminei v'shav Hashem lekechol shvuzcho v'yirmecho." And here, the pasuk even the second time, after they came back from Golus. So is the Hekish the second time to the first time to say Ma Yerusha Sabbath when the first time when the office came in the Chiddush called Varm Halalu, they had to make Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and they had a Chiddush that started Yerushas and Shemitahs is after Yerushascha the same thing the second time they're coming in now is also the Chiddush called Varm Halalu. You have to have all this Chiddush meaning in a family, you have to make a new Kedusha, you have to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason to say that you have to make a second Kedusha. V'yidach, for the Gemara, the one that says, no, you don't need a second Kedusha. V'yidach, what does it mean to say? Rest of V'yidach, V'yirlam ki lo yosu asukkos, goes back on Sukkos. V'lav Sukkos, Mamish, not that they didn't have Sukkos. El the boy Ezra rachma yitzro de avoy de zara. That Ezra should have been mispalol to avato the yitzro de avoy de zara. And it was given over to them. What the Gemara says, V'yidach, means like this. The boy rachma al yitzro de avoy de zara, u batlay. That he was davening to Hashem to take away the Yetzer of the Avodah Zarah. The Oigin Sukkos Yolayu Kisukah. And his Choshe pre-protect him just like Sukkos. Rashi says Kisukah, Kilo Yosu Dovazer Yimei Rindus Yimei Yeshua. Vayu Bekofit Kroa, Liat Kuru Yeshua Tfei Meachrayim, Mekomak Tila Beloshin Genai. Yeah. But it says that what Tahainu, this is the Kokopit Kroa Levayu, the Torah Apostle was knocked upon Yeshua. The Bechol Duch to Ksiv Yeshua, over it says Yeshua. Vocha Ksiv Yeshua, here it says Yeshua. Because it's like this. Bishleim Moshe Leboi Rachmei. Bishleim Moshe Rabbeinu was not mispalel to take away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. They have Yischusa there at Yisrael. They didn't come with Eretz Yisrael yet, so it wouldn't help his tefillah. And the Yeshua, but by Yeshua, they have a Yischusa there at Yisrael. When he came with Eretz Yisrael, Amaylo Liboy Rachmi should have been Mispalo Rachmi Makla Yisrael, that the Yitzor of Avodah Zarah should go away. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. But not that you had to make a second Kedusha. Because this sheet holds that the Kedusha Rishon was Kishon L'Shaita, the Kishon L'Ach L'Avoy. So Rechman, you did not have to make another Kedusha. So here was only Shiloh, the Sukkos here means Sukkos Mamish, like, to Mevatel the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah. All right, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.